The show is total hell. I did not have a temper tantrum. I'm forthright. I may be a little angry when I read these news articles, and I think how ridiculous this has all become. We got to take a pill for this. We got to do this. What happened just to work, just to get through it, to fight through it, and don't be controlled by other people's emotions and so forth? And this lady here, she needs to get it. I'm not going to let it go. I will never change because I'm right. Why is America so fat? Why is it? There's a book out by Ben Kennedy. Let's bring him on. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Coach. Good to be here. How are things out in Kansas City?
Fat, lazy, warm.
Well, I think the fat problem is just about everywhere, and it is something we should all be a little angry about because it's just ridiculous. And you talk about pushing pills, I think you're getting down to a big part of why there's so many fat people walking around, because every time you go to the doctor, they want to put you on some drug. Guess what the side effect is? Let's get heavy together.
What's the side effect, Ben?
Oh, it's weight gain.
You're damn right it is. It's disgusting.
And I'm with you. I mean, certainly people need to be exercising, and they need to improve their diet, but they also need to be told that so many of these drugs will make them fat, and there's no way you can overcome that with just diet and exercise.
You know, it's kind of funny you brought that up, because right before you came on, a caller that I know called, and they let him on instead of him being on the air. So I talked to him very quickly. And I told him, I said, the pharmaceutical companies are benefiting from this through all these pills, through all these programs, if it's going to make money for the government and the FDA.
Oh, that's
sell it.
That's exactly right. And they are making huge amounts of money because there's so many fat people walking around. They sell $300 billion worth of product every year, and probably at least half of that is directly related to problems that people have from being overweight. You're talking about diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. All that's due to being overweight. And, you know, there's really no question that they are making a lot of money. The only question is whether it's intentional. But then when I see, all these top-selling drugs like Lipitor, I can't hardly turn on television without seeing an ad for Lipitor.
Or Viagra.
Well, that Viagra.
Come on now. Let's put those in there, too.
Well,
those are eye-popping.
I can't nail Viagra for causing weight gain, but I can nail Lipitor for causing weight gain.
Well, it depends upon when you take the pill. Never mind. Go
ahead. well, actually, you know what? I hate to say it, but Prozac, Viagra might actually...
Got a little turned on there, huh?
Yeah, Viagra might actually cause you to lose some weight, depending on, you know, what you do after you take it. So, yeah, exactly. So I can't blame that one for weight gain, but I can blame most of them for causing weight gain. And the other side of it is, are you familiar with the federal weight loss product ban?
Yes.
And again, you know, I'm not somebody that advocates just popping a pill. I think people should get out and pump some iron more than anything if they want to be lean. I've done it my whole life. I'm about 8% body fat. But I think that viable products like the federal weight loss products should be available to people as a supplement to help them, you know, get there a little faster and make it easier for them.
In the plant form, but when we cut the plant and we make it synthetic and it's cut and diced with other products, then we've got a problem, Ben.
Well, in what term are you talking about? I mean, a lot of the products did have a combination of ephedrine, caffeine, and aspirin, but all the research studies showed that that was extremely effective for weight loss, and they also said it was safe and effective.
Who said?
Harvard Medical School, Columbia.
I wonder if they did that with a grant.
Well, it certainly... Who's?
I don't want to digress to that.
Okay.
A lot of that stuff, Ben, comes from grants, and those grants are government-funded, and I call BS on that. And if it's in the plant form, I don't have a problem with ephedra in the plant form.
Well, that would be mahjong, the natural ingredient.
I don't have
right.
a problem with that in the natural plant
right.
form, because I believe that the heavens above, everything we need was put right here on Earth. Just like tobacco, an animal, a cow, if it's sick, will run to a tobacco field and eat tobacco in its natural form without 850 ingredients of additives to get the person addicted, because you don't
exactly
to the tobacco.
Well, I know that.
How sick do they eat it?
Well, I'm in the city where I think it was Jeffrey Wigand was the guy that blew the whistle on that about that, and they made a movie.
He's been on the show before.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, let's go on here. In your book, Why is America So Fat? The FDA, you state, is corrupt.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think it's the whole Ephedra ban. Number one, okay, Ephedra ban is banned, right? Well, why are there still Ephedra products on the market? The only thing they got rid of were the weight loss Ephedra products. And I'm talking about all the cold and flu medications, which I have pictures of in the book, that by the FDA's own definition contain Ephedra. If something is dangerous, then you should ban all of it, right?
Well, of course, but they're not going to do that.
But see, why?
Money!
Well, exactly, and that's my whole point. And it pretty much shows you where they're making a lot of money. They obviously want people to stay fat. I mean, why else would they not eliminate all the Ephedra products? They only pick the weight loss products. So what does that tell you? Well, they obviously don't want people to lose weight.
We're talking with Ben Kennedy, who's written the book, Why Is America So Fat? I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, and I'm not on Cialis, okay? And that is, you state that an exercise program will fail to yield long-term loss.
I say that?
Uh-huh.
Where do I say that?
In your press release.
Oh, well, I may have to look at that, because yeah, I don't agree with that at all. I think,
and I'm asking why. Well, how in the hell did that end up in your press
release? Yeah, I know that's not in the book. That's why I was asking. And I'll have to...
And you misspelled weight.
Well, to be honest with you, the publicist actually puts that all together, but I tried to refute...
Hypocrisies, what I talked about in the monologue, get rid of them.
The bureaucracy, exactly. And I tried to review that, so I take responsibility for it, and I will certainly. But no, I...
Yeah, I want to go on to something else.
Okay.
People blame genetics, that they're overweight or they're lazy or...
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All you have to do to destroy that myth, and I think that comes from the medical establishment. They want people to, you know, blame everything on genetics. That's the first thing you hear from doctors. You say, oh, well, it's got to be genetics. You know, look at pictures of people in the Civil War. They're thin as rails. Now, how are the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the same people, you know, weigh 2 and 3 times as much? How could it possibly be genetics?
Well, they didn't have cable back then.
Well, and they also... you know, got out and did some physical labor and everything else. But you know what? We don't even have to go back as far as the Civil War. I was just watching a rock concert that was done in probably 1975 in Atlanta, Georgia. It's 100,000 people, and they're all skinny. And that brings me back to why I wrote the book. You know, now I watch concerts like Britney Spears, and I see these young women that are already overweight, and you just know they're going to weigh 300-400 pounds by the time they're 30 years old. That's just not right.
Can't wait to come home to that.
Yeah, well, and, you know, how is that making our country better? I don't think it is. I think the only people that...
If you go to a tent and awning store for your clothes, they'll be happy.
Well, I guess somebody benefits, but I think the big beneficiary, again, is these pharmaceutical companies that are selling all these drugs that... you know, treat the symptoms and the problems of being overweight, and at the same time, they're causing people to be overweight. So that's where I think, if nothing else, people need to wake up to the fact that this is a major problem of what is causing obesity.
I think another problem that causes obesity is that our MDs, they lack an education on natural products.
Amen.
Non-drug treatment, because... there is no money to be made, no nice personal dinners and whatever else they get, to maybe a new stereo for their BMW.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, of course, they deny that they get any of those perks, but then they all seem to have golf club memberships somewhere that they're not paying for.
Well, now, that's true. Now, real quickly, because we only got 2-3 minutes left on this, Ben, your book, Why Is America So Fat? We're addicted to fast food. We're lazy. We accept mediocrity. We blame genetics. We always look for an excuse to point fingers at somebody else for our behavior or the results of the choices we make. So now, in a nutshell, how do we get out of this mess?
Well, I think people need to take responsibility for their own health, but before you can take total responsibility, you have to have all the right information. And I've seen too many people that try to improve their diet, and they go on exercise programs where they're working out every day, and they still fail to lose weight. And that's how I found out about these prescription drugs that cause weight gain, because I started talking to some of these people, and we went over their lifestyle, and then we looked up some of these drugs, boom, it's causing weight gain. And then, you know, they make some changes, get rid of the drugs, and they start losing weight. So unless people realize that this is a factor that they're going to have to eliminate or deal with in some way, they're just going to get frustrated and give up. And I have more confidence in people. I think people that get up and work a job every day of the week are pretty damn disciplined, and they ought to be disciplined enough to follow an exercise program if it works, and that's the key.
Somebody's listening to that, to get a job and do something.
Well, and that's the, you know, the key to life, right? Get up and just do anything.
Stop drugs.
Amen.
Well, Ben, your book is very good. Why is America so fat? Fire your publicist for the one typo they made, and then I will push the book like there's no tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate that. And I don't think you'll find anything like that in my book about exercise not producing long-term benefits to health, because it certainly does.
Your publicist has a crush on you, and she was just stargazing at you and typed in the wrong stuff. But get rid of her, you stupid.
I may have to take your advice there.
Thank you very much. You gonna come back sometime?
Oh, I'd love to. Sounds like you have a great show.
Well, of course I do. Now, where do you get the book?
Well, it's available at the usual places like Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, but the best place to get it is at my own website, whyisamericasofat.com. If your listeners will type in vitamin in the coupon code, I'll give them a free multivitamin that's worth as much as the book.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on. You're not related to the Kennedys, are you?
No, I'm not part of that line.
I'll push the book, because if you were, you'd need the money.
I'm out. Well, I'll tell you, I have...
I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks again.